Welcome back to Gyno. I'll be right back in just a few to wrap up my discussion with today's featured artist, JC Campbell. In the meantime, a couple great tracks, including this one from Mickey James, It's Great Minds, on Gyno. Yeah!
Bare feet dangling off a hot wood deck, chillin' skipping stones till the sunset, watching those jet skis circling and doing flybys. We're just killing time. We got the whole crew hanging, and that's all we need. We don't need to talk about philosophy, but when we get a butt buzz, it's gonna get deep. We on the same wavelength. Good friends, good life, good beer, good time, good talk, goodbye. Good God, look at us, gotta love. Bonfire crackling, sipping on shine, getting lit up with the fireflies, just humming and strumming, storytelling, fool, six strings, three chords, and nothing but good friends, good life, good beer, good time, good song, goodbye.
Hey, this is Mimi Obonswin. You're listening to Gyno with Brett Newby.
Saturday night in a sundown small town, killing time with the boys, just one round. To tell you the truth, I didn't even want to go out. Nothing better to do than just look around. Some of the best things happen unplanned. Ain't everything out of our hands. I looked up as she walked in, asking, is this seat taken? Well, they say when it happens, yeah, it just happens. And I think it just happened. Shotgun, left two bottles right there on the top of that bar. Undrunk, undrunk. We called a cab and went back to my place. All I had was a bottle of champagne. I knew when I poured them in the glass, they might
might not even get it back. She was looking at me like that, just like that. Well, they say when it happens, yeah, it just happens. And I think it just happened last night. Didn't take long, didn't take a love song, just a look in her eye. We slipped out of that dive bar back door like a shot from a shotgun. Left two bottles right there on the top of that. Things happen unplanned, ain't everything out of our hands. I looked up as she walked in, asking, is this seat taken? Will he see when it happens? Yeah, it just happens, and I think it just happened last night. Shotgun, left two bottles right there on the top of that bar.
The second of JC's recommendations for our listening today, of course, that was Nathan Cunningham and On Drunk, the song that we were talking about earlier in our discussion. And as always, I do want to take just a quick moment to remind you to go check out the full podcast archive at gynomusic.fm, and you can also find a whole lot more at the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Gyno. I do have a little bit more time to get caught up with my featured guest today. And JC, as you were mentioning, Nathan Cunningham, he has a powerful country voice, but man, he can really make anything work, any style. Yeah,
he really can. Yeah. I mean, when I first heard Nathan, years back, he was incorporating country and rap and doing it quite well and being a wordsmith. I mean, some of the things that word or the way that he word plays and intertwines lyrics really turned me on to the massive talent that he is. It just sort of seems I'm not exactly sure why he's not already a superstar. Be honest.
Well, JC, thank you again for helping and playing along with those recommendations. Again, I really do feel like it goes a long way in supporting one another. It's such a small community when you really boil it down, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, before we talk about future plans and wrap up our conversation, I wanted to spend just another minute or two talking about some of the lyrical content here on lately. And again, you really are stepping into some characters in these writings and talking from unique perspectives. Take, for instance, the song Meth or The Racist. What were you going at with this?
Well, with Meth in particular, people all over the place, I don't know if there's many that can say they haven't been impacted or touched by the plague that is meth. It's such a dirty, bad, scary drug, and I have relatives that are kind of stuck in that that place right now and struggling to get out. And when I sat down to write that song, I had them in mind. My two cousins I love dearly, I just wanted to sort of sing from maybe their perspective in that. You know, they know that this is going on, but they just can't get out of it, you know, and just that helplessness and all that kind of stuff came out in that song. And my youngest boy here, he was, I think, 4 or at the time. I played it for him one day, and he, in his young age, was emotional for me. He was like, yeah, it's good, Daddy. Like, it really brought that emotion out, and I knew right then that song would probably touch people in a certain way.
And again, that's why I wanted to spend a moment to talk about these perspectives, because the perspective that you are bringing to the table is a breath of fresh air. You know, it's not the same old kind of rehashing of the struggles. You know what I mean? So, you know, I want to thank you again for that. And hopefully, as with all broadcasts, I get that sense of responsibility as well, and hope that we can touch lives through our conversation today, you know.
I was just going to say, with the racists as well, you know, in this day and age, it's almost a shame to have to sing about racism, and you know, today I made a post on Facebook about this an East Indian gentleman who went to a hockey game in Alberta and Calgary. And was pushed over a couple of stairs, and nobody did anything to help. Nobody did anything to say, "Hey, you can't do that." And you know what I mean? It was just whatever. That it was his first time going to a hockey game. He was a huge fan, and he sadly said that he's never going to go again because it was a racially motivated push, and it was just disgusting.
Absolutely,
sad to end on that type of note, but it just shouldn't be. We, as human beings, should do better, and people who witness and see that type of thing need to step up and do the right thing.
I agree with that 100%. In fact, I quite often say, you know, it's not enough for people to just not be racist. You have to be actively anti-racist, because you know all they really need is complacency to get away with what they do, you know? So
yes,
you're absolutely
that's why
right.
The way it is, yeah.
Well, thank you again, JC. I'm excited for your future plans. Let's spend just a minute to talk about that. What do you have on the horizon?
Well, I got a summer full of festival gigs and showcases coming up here. And it's something that I, you know, haven't really been able to do until meeting the Midnight Elanians and having, you know, someone represent my music. So it's definitely an exciting time coming up here. And the more I can get out there picking and singing, the better it's going to be all the way around. So I'm excited about this whole summer that's coming. And, you know, especially after things are finally opening up a little bit. And it's just a real joy to be able to get back out there and do what I love doing.
It sounds like a great summer ahead for you as well. And thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with me today. Where can people find more of you at?
I think the best place to find my music is on my website. It's called thatjcguy.com. And all my albums are on there except for my latest album, Lately. That'll be getting put up on there bit by bit. But pretty much all my other recordings are on there. And if you want to hear more of me, that's the place to go.
I've really enjoyed our conversation today. Again, you're bringing a really great perspective and a breath of fresh air to conversations that oftentimes get lost in the meaning. And I feel like you're recharging some of that back into the scene. So thank you so much for all you do. I'm going to keep my eyes and ears open. I can't wait to see what's next for you. And I hope you will join me again on GuyNote soon.
Yes. And you know, thank you very much for bringing the voices out. We need people that do that. And it's awesome to have this type of platform.
Many times you feel like you can't get up, knocked down for another round of getting up. Well, I learned how to stay.
sins. Every time you roll the dice, you're on that fence. You try to find your way. What can you take from all of the mistakes we made? And just be okay.
Hey, this is J.C. Campbell, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Mabee.
I'm not wearing boots today. I think I hear my flip-flops calling out my name. I think I'll pop a cold one. Sit down in the shade. I'm not wearing boots today. I'm not wearing jeans today. Think I might fire up the boat, cruise it across the bay, slip on my dark shades and waste some time away. I'm not wearing jeans today. Gonna hear my message say, hey y'all, from now to Monday, well you'll just have to wait, cause I'm leaving my phone home today. Someone in my bed puts a smile on my face. Boys, if you had my woman, you'd stay naked as a jay. I'm not wearing clothes today. I just might stay in her arms and find some games to play. I'm not wearing clothes today. Day.
think I hear my flip-flops calling out my name. Think I'll pop a cold one and sit down in the shade. I'm not wearing boots today.
For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nb1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Well, I gotta get back home and see my baby doll. Wherever she may be, that's where my heart belongs. I'm gonna give her all my loving, give her all my kisses, hold her in my arms and do a little sinner. When I get back home and see my baby doll, now I break my back and work in my hands to the bone. I got some money in my pocket and baby, my chores are all done. So get your face on pretty and your hair done right, because we're going out on the town tonight. When I get back home to see you, my baby doll.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.